For The Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we read from John chapter 6, verses 60 through 69. And here we see many of the people who have followed Jesus, many of the people who have listened to him, struggling. Yesterday we heard that there was some quarreling among the people who heard him. Today we see that it's even among some of his disciples, some of those who have been following him closely. This saying, "I am the bread of life. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life within you." This saying is hard. It's a challenge to them. And they don't understand what it means, and so they begin to walk away. Jesus lets them struggle, and he even lets them walk away. How often we'll find that there are people who have been away from the church for a while who haven't gone to Mass in a long time. Jesus allows them to walk away. Now, of course, we don't want them to walk away, and we certainly, by instinct, don't want to let them walk away. Often we want to grab them and bring them back and say, "No, please come. The least you can do is be here for Mass." But Jesus allows them to go. They have to come to this. They have to understand it. They have to wrestle with their own inner thoughts and questions. And remember that Jesus never denies us the freedom to ask questions or even to have doubts. He might call us to deeper faith, but he even allows us to wrestle with our doubts. But then he looks to the apostles and he says, "Will you also leave?" And Simon Peter, that principle of unity for the apostles, the rock on which the church is founded. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life." You know, this is a good idea, whether it's a question about faith or just feeling bombarded by the pressures of the world. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life." As we come to Jesus in the Eucharist today, let's bring him our troubles. Let's bring him that chaos that might be all around us. And let's ask him, "Lord, you are the one that I can come to with all of this. To whom shall I go? You have the words of everlasting life."